for traveling outside of Canada. You can travel with your product.
Absolutely. And that's because there is nothing illegal about our product, and everything that every ingredient that we use falls outside of the Cannabis Act. So the Cannabis Act really is specific to cannabis as well as cannabis-derived ingredients, and our products and our ingredients fall outside of that. So our, and this is the reason why the Healthy Habit is able to carry our products legally, is that it falls outside of the Cannabis Act, whereas things like CBD, which is extracted from cannabis, does fall under the Cannabis Act, would technically be illegal for health food stores or really anyone to sell outside of government-licensed dispensaries or licensed producers.
And what about pets?
We have a lot of pet owners, more specifically dog owners, that will use our CB2 products, and with great success as well. So one of the things that we often hear is that individuals are using our products for themselves, but because they have dogs that might also be experiencing anxiety or pain, they'll ask if it's suitable to use with their dogs, and the answer is absolutely. Just to kind of give you an indication of how much you should be using with your dogs, with our CB2 wellness blend, we typically say half to one drop per 25 pounds of body weight. With our CB2 hemp seed oil, we're looking at about half to one teaspoon per 25 pounds of body weight. So you can use that as a general guide, but again, because our products are extremely safe, especially for dogs, you can go a little higher than that without concern. That said, I will mention that cats are different, and that's because cats metabolize terpenes at a much slower rate than dogs. We do have a number of very powerful testimonials from individuals that use it with their cats as well, but we just have to urge a lot more caution, and that's because, like I said, cats metabolize terpenes slower, so the dose that we'd be giving to cats is a lot lower than what we would give to dogs. Essential Stone is not our brand, but it is a brand that decided to infuse their bath bombs with our CB2 terpenes, and nearly everyone that has tried these bath bombs rave about them, and that's because you can really feel therapeutic benefits of it. So not only does it contain a healthy amount of the CB2 terpenes, which I should also mention are well absorbed through the skin, and that's one of the reasons why topical use is so effective, but these bath bombs, unlike most bath bombs on the market, are 50% magnesium sulfate or Epsom salt. So most bath bombs are just baking soda and citric acid to get that fizzing effect. But these bath bombs were developed from the perspective of therapy. And so that's one of the reasons why they're at 50% of it is Epsom salts. And the combination of the magnesium sulfate with our CBT terpenes is a very powerful combination. So use one in your bath and you will get out later feeling a lot better. One word I should mention with the bath bombs, there's a lot of oil in them. So we urge caution when you're stepping out of the bathtub so you don't slip. And we also recommend you clean the bathtub immediately so that the oil doesn't stick around.
For sleep and pain relief, reduce stress and anxiety, a lot of benefits from those.
Yes, for sure.
You also have another product that is specifically for the marijuana users, and that is your Enhanced Effect Tolerance Blend. Can you describe how that product works and the whole purpose behind that?
Okay, yeah. So this is actually the first product we launched. And as I mentioned earlier, that our brand started out as a brand targeting the needs of medical cannabis patients. And so one of the things that we identified is a growing issue is tolerance. And tolerance to cannabis develops just like tolerance to anything else, whether it's coffee or alcohol or cigarettes. Basically, the longer you use it, the less effective it becomes. And so typically the workaround is you need to use more cannabis to get the same response. What normally happens at a certain point is people will opt to take what's called a tolerance break, and that's where you stop using cannabis for a period of 2 to 4 weeks, and that really helps reset your body's response to cannabis. Now, if you're a recreational user, that's not an issue. Stopping for 2 to 4 weeks, you know, like I said, a lot of people actually schedule that into throughout the year. However, if you're a medicinal patient using cannabis for something like pain, asking them to take a tolerance break or even stop using cannabis for even a day is pretty much out of the question. And that's where our Enhanced Effect product comes into play, is that it helps these individuals continue to be able to use their cannabis without any break and often get a better response. You mentioned that cannabis tolerance develops in different ways within the body. One is called pharmacodynamic and the other way is pharmacokinetic. And without going into the details of what these mean, I'll just point out that our product works with just the pharmacokinetic type of tolerance. Unfortunately, you don't really know how your body develops tolerance, so the only way to find out if this product is going to work for you is to try it. But assuming that the product works for you, the vast majority of the people will report that they not only get a much better response to cannabis, but again, very similar to, you know, our CB2 product being used in individuals taking CBD, what we're hearing is that when individuals use our enhanced effect along with their cannabis, they can reduce the amount of cannabis that they use quite dramatically. And often we're looking at well over half the cannabis that they're using is saved. So people are getting by with a better response, even using as low as a quarter of their typical cannabis use. So definitely a product to try if you are finding that you're using greater and greater amounts of cannabis and not getting the effects that you want.
The terpenes that you have in your products, they all work synergistically, don't they, with CBD and marijuana?
Absolutely, yes. So, and that's one of the things that is really starting to come to light within the cannabis industry is the synergy between terpenes that are naturally present in cannabis with the cannabinoids. And the thing with cannabis, you often buy it dried. And in the dried format, I've read stats as high as 90% of the terpenes are lost in the drying process. So you really miss out on a lot of the therapeutic benefits that are inherent to cannabis terpenes. And by using our product in addition to cannabis, you can think of it as replacing those terpenes that are typically lost. So again, you get a better synergy between the cannabinoids and our terpenes, and often we'll get a better response.
Any final summarizing comments or statements?
We covered a lot, so I'm pretty happy with what we were able to get through.
A lot of misinformation out there.
Right, and that's exactly what we're seeing. Even just from the perspective of the regulations.
Yeah,
you wouldn't believe how many times I've heard that people believe that CBD is legal as long as it comes from hemp, or as long as it doesn't contain THC, or as long as this or that. But if you know the Cannabis Act, it's very clear. The word cannabidiol and CBD are written directly into the Cannabis Act. So it's not if this or that. It's black and white. So that's one of the things I think a lot of people are surprised. Actually, this often comes to light when they get visited by law enforcement. They realize, oh, crap, what we were told by sales reps from that one brand that's carrying CBD was completely false. But slowly, I think, and especially with news coverage that's looking at the availability of CBD in a lot of places, even places like gas stations and things like that, is really kind of educating people as to the true legality around CBD.